Blog Talk Radio.
With this your daily go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what's the art? This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show on this 21st of March. Aries time, baby. No more Pisces. I meant to say goodbye, Pisces. It's Aries time. It's time for the Rams. The Rams are going to do their thing right now all the way up to the, April 20th. So let's get it popping. All right? So let's go. All right, so the stuff that you have to renew each year, what y'all know? First day of spring, spring is in the air. We feeling good. We feeling fresh. We seeing, you know, you start. Hey, I tell you what, you have a couple of warm days, and you start seeing some things renewing themselves that you don't want to see renewed. You know, certain things like bugs. You may have seen a mosquito already. You may have seen an ant. I saw a couple of little baby ants running around here. I'm like, oh no, not y'all again. I don't be missing y'all. The little baby ants, they're pain in the ass and they just show up everywhere. But yeah, It is what it is. They like, yeah, but it's our time. Oh, it's our time. Put away the sweets. Put away anything that we might eat. Because you know we going to feast and act like a beast. And you, I don't care if you got out a lot or a lease. What's up, y'all? So let me see. The Shannon Show. What's going on in the Shannon Show? And Queen Monica Davis. Queen Monica Davis all up in your area on the Instagram side. And Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, Stacey White. Yeah, thanks for coming through and getting on tonight. Emily Dunlap is in the house. And Layla Harris, what's going on, Layla? Layla Harris. That's a nice name, Layla. What's going on? So, yeah. What are some of the things that we have to renew every year? If you drive, you know you have to renew your registration every year. And if you live in the city of, if you live in the state of Pennsylvania, you also have to get your emission, your vehicle inspection renewed every year. It's a pain in the ass. It really is. And we know that it's a money pit because you got to pay. You have to pay the state to renew the stickers that go on the driver's side window that proves and verifies that you got your vehicle inspected. That's supposed to be, you know, that's supposed to ensure that we don't have any crazy rogue vehicles or dangerous vehicles on the road. Anyway, so we have to pay for the inspection. And then we have to pay for the inspection. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have to pay the mechanic from a licensed shop to do the inspection, the vehicle inspection, and then we have to pay the state. Or at least we have to verify with the state that we did it. You get pulled over, get tickets, and the ticket is all crazy. And you still, even if you pay the ticket, you have to prove that you got the work done. Like that, a vehicle registration. Now, at least the state of Pennsylvania did do us a solid. Like, you don't have to get your vehicle inspected every year anymore. Now you can pay for 2 years in advance, and I took advantage of that. Like, I'm not. I used to hate getting this shit. My car. Registration renewed every year. It's a pain in the ass. It really is. So now you can choose to do it every 24 months. All right. So, but you have to do it. You know, these are things that you have to do. And previously you had to do it every year. So, you know, if you are a vehicle owner, you can't even just have your car out there on the street. Let's say you don't have your car registered or whatever, then they'll send the parking authority around to check to see if there are any unregistered vehicles on the street, and they'll tow your shit, impound your shit, and now you'll be paying a whole lot more than you would have had to pay had you got your car registered. Now, to get your vehicle registered, you know you have to have insurance. You have to have car insurance. Now, some people may not be able to afford car insurance. Well, the state's attitude is if you can't afford car insurance, then you can't afford to drive and you shouldn't be driving. That's the way they look at it. I look at it differently, but I understand. There is logic to what they're saying. There's reality to what I'm saying. Anyway, so, you know, that's something that you have to renew each year, you know. So what we're going to talk about tonight are things that you have to renew every year, and whether some things we should have to renew or that we should renew versus, I don't know if we need to do that every year. Like, listen, it's tax time. And, you know, tax time and springtime come around the same time. So what happens around tax time that we know about? What do you see a lot of people do around tax time that they don't do in other seasons? Okay, there are two things that I've noted that I don't understand why this is listed or not listed, but should be listed under the renewal plan each year. Like these TVs,
Why does Walmart, Best Buy, Target, and whoever sells TVs, why do they sell so many TVs around tax time? Like, are people buying new TVs every year? What happened to the old TV? TVs don't expire like that, do they? I mean, do y'all know something that I don't know? What's going on with the TVs, y'all? What's going on with the TVs? What's happening? What's going on out there? Somebody let me know. And let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Oh, when I feel what I feel. How come we can't use the TV from last year? Did you throw a shoe or boot at it when you lost your money on the Super Bowl? Anyway, we see new TVs being bought every year. Maybe you're buying a new one for a different room. Maybe you had a picture tube TV in the guest room for years and you want to upgrade to a flat screen TV. But you mean to tell me in the guest room you gonna put a 72-inch flat screen TV in that bitch? Like, what's the size of the one in your living room? So we see this kind of stuff. I don't know if people are renewing TVs, but I do know that TVs shouldn't have to be renewed. What's good? What we doing? What we doing? Robbie, Robin, Ming, and I see Carol beat me to the punch. These used cars, people get new cars why does the auction, why do these auto auctions sell so many cars around tax time? What happened to the car you bought last year? What happened? Well, it is an actual fact, if you didn't know, that they sell a whole bunch of garbage vehicles at the car auctions. That's number one. Though I've never bought a car from the auction. And the reason is because I don't trust that shit. I'm not buying a car that I can't test drive. And they talking about, well, you can't test drive it, so what you need to do is bring your mechanic up here and so he can look under the hood and make sure that the car is in good shape. Because, you know, they do roll the car in. The car does start. But I'm like, nah. That car might go 5 to 10, maybe 15 miles per hour. I want to see what it does up to 100 miles per hour. I need to test drive a car. I'm not buying no car that I can't test drive. So I've never bought a car from the auction, but I know plenty of people who have bought cars from the auction. And my personal feelings is, first of all, at the auctions are cars that have been impounded, you know, because they didn't have registration or insurance or whatever the case may be. My personal feelings is that if you would let the city take your car, then that car probably wasn't worth paying for. You probably didn't have a car note, or you probably, you know, felt like you could cut your losses. Like, the car might have only been worth a few hundred dollars, maybe a couple of thousand, whatever the case may be. And I don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to downplay the power of a couple of thousand dollars. I'm not saying that that's a little bit of money. I ain't rich, not even close. So, you know, I value my money. For $2,000, I'm going to get a pretty decent vehicle, real shit. But it's going to be a vehicle that I know drives because I drove the motherfucker. So I can make sure that transmission is right. But these cars, why are people buying cars every year? Is your luck that bad? That one, the car that you bought last year ain't working this year? What we doing? What's happening out there, y'all? I mean, talk to me. If y'all would like to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. That's how it's going down. Daily Go Get It in the show. If you would like to call in to the show, speak your piece, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, be what you want to be. Call 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. We can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. All right. Yeah, I don't know what's up with all these cars. What's going on? Oh, buying new cars every year. I don't know. That's kind of strange. Anyway, let's keep it moving. What are some of the other things that we renew every year? Now, you know we renew memberships. Memberships to whatever. Gym memberships. Hold on. Before I get into this whole membership thing. Car insurance. Back to the people who own cars. You have to renew your car insurance every year. And for some people, they do it semi-annually. So every 6 months, you have to renew it. But one thing is for sure. You can't go into another year, whether it's half a year or the whole year, without new car insurance, because it's a requirement in most states that you have vehicle insurance, car insurance for your car, or they're going to take your car away. And if you live in some places like New York, and especially North Jersey is a nightmare when it comes to car insurance. And I tell you what, that's the tail between two states, because down in South Jersey, car insurance is dirt cheap, cheaper than Philadelphia. But in North Jersey, it's off the chain high up there around Newark, Patterson, Landon, Jersey City. The closer you get to that water before you cross over into NY, the higher it is. But especially in Newark, because Newark, you know, they steal cars. They still stealing cars. If you ever saw that movie New Jersey Drive, that was Newark, New Jersey. That shit is real shit. They steal cars like it's sweet. It's crazy. I don't know if it's as dramatic as the movie show, but nonetheless. It's a story that needed to be told, and it got told. So, but you have to renew your car insurance every year. Now we can get into this whole membership thing. Renewing memberships. Now, around this time, when it's time to renew memberships, this is when you start thinking, do I really need this thing? Did I get out of this membership what I put in, you know, what I was supposed to get last year? Which brings me to like Amazon.com. And you know why Amazon.com comes to my mind? Because it seems like the membership fee for Amazon seems to go up every year. Is it just me? Is it just me, y'all? It seems like that shit go up every year. And you know what else it seems like? It seems like that membership fee always come out at the wrong damn time. I'm looking, you know, you go check your bank statement. You making sure that you ain't overdrawing your account and all of that. And you're like, well, yo, it's like $150 missing. That goddamn Amazon. Goddamn Amazon. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but it never seems like they take out the Amazon Prime membership when you're ready for them to take it out. They always seem to take it out when you like, damn, you messing up the fun money. Well, now I got to put some more money in the bank. I always cover. I always make sure I have enough to cover, but I'm funny. I always keep enough money in the bank to cover and make sure that there's no way I'm going to ever overdraw. But at the same time, I'll be liking to see the money high, which is dumb. It's a checking account. You ain't gaining no interest on it. But I don't know. I just want to make sure my shit right. So anyway, yeah, memberships. You get to ask yourself, did I buy enough stuff that fell under? I buy a lot of shit from Amazon. So I guess I'm getting my money's worth. I guess when you factor the Fire Stick and
Amazon Music and all that shit. Okay, yeah, it might work for me. But for the next person that don't really buy that much, you going to spend $100. How much is Amazon Prime membership right now? Did they steal their money back? Did they steal the money out of your account yet? How much does a basic Amazon Prime membership cost per year?
$14.99 per month, $139 per. According to Amazon.com, for an Amazon Prime membership pricing, $14.99 per month, $139 per year.
See, it didn't used to be no $140 a month, man. $139 a month, that's kind of a lot. I think it is. I think that that's a lot of money. So when you see $139 come out of your account, you're like, yo, that's a bill right there. That's a bill. It's more than a water bill. It's catching up on the light bill. It ain't touching the gas bill. It ain't touching it. It's probably not touching your mortgage or your rent either. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you get to thinking like, I ain't ordered but 5 things from that shit last year. And that free shipping, I don't know. I don't know what y'all think. But you have to renew it every year. And they take their money. Can't have a Prime membership unless you allow them to automatically debit that shit from your account. They going to get their money. Amazon going to make sure they get theirs. They getting theirs. So, gym memberships, you know, at the beginning of the year, people be renewing gym memberships or getting brand new gym memberships, Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, wherever, you know what I mean? Trying to work off some of that Christmas fat. I get it. I got to lose 15, 20, 50 pounds before May. Because I'm going on this cruise to Puerto Rico, yo, Puerto Rico, ho, or Mexico, or what's the common places? Because black people on the East Coast all go to same places every year and shit, you know what I mean? Ain't no variety and shit. So, it's Cancun, it's the Bahamas, it's Jamaica. Now, from what I understand now, you know, all right, cats starting to go to Costa Rica. Tom Joyner and that morning crew, they got people going to Aruba. Because remember, they used to have their little cruise to Aruba every year. What else? Oh, DR, Dominican Republic. You know, chicks going down to DR to get their titties fixed, get their ass put on, and all that old dangerous ass cosmetic surgery. You stop me when I'm lying now. Stop me when I'm lying. You know what I mean? You know. Now, when dudes go down to Dominican Republic, they going down there because they know them chicks from DR give up the ass quick and easy, and they cute, very very pretty. I mean, you can get some good ass for cheap, almost nothing. Green card, visa. Anyway, but when chicks go down to DR, they like, yeah, I'm going to get a little less here. I'm going to get a lot more here for cheap. In the United States, that chick costs like somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 go down there in DR. Taking a little gamble, but you can get that shit off for $1,500, $2,500. Go ahead and kill yourself over a little ass if you want. Everybody knows that if you want your titties, listen, we found out a long time ago when we was kids, the way you get big titties when you don't have no titties, you got to put butter on them shits. I mean, of course, there are women who said, well, I put butter on mine and they didn't grow. You ain't do it long enough. It's a process, man. You know what I mean? Even the girls who got big titties, they didn't get them overnight. It was either genetics or Orlando Lakes. It's up to you. It's either genetics or Orlando Lakes. I mean, you try to put that country crock on your shit, or I can't believe it's not butter. That's on you. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Things you have to renew every year. Things that you have to renew every year. So Amazon Prime memberships, gym memberships, trying to get your thing, you know, in order. If you are in a profession where you have some type of certifications, you may have to get your license renewed every year, something like that. Like if you're a nurse, I'm not sure if you have to renew your nurse's license every year, but there are some professions that you do have to, where you have to renew your license on a regular basis. Like maybe, do you have to renew your real estate license every year? Let me see. Let's see. Do you have to renew a real estate license every year?
According to PDH Real Estate, understand the PA real estate license renewal process. License renewals are due on May 31st in even-numbered years. Every 2 years, you need to make sure that you are meeting continuing education requirements.
Every 2 years. So if you're a real estate agent, you have to renew your license every 2 years. Well, at least that's better than every year. But nonetheless, you're going to have to keep an eye on that, or you're not going to be selling no houses. In the state of Pennsylvania, in order to sell a house that is not yours, that does not belong to you, you must have a real estate license. That's it. Now, of course, you have to take the state exam in order to get a real estate license. But I think after you renew it, you don't have to keep taking the exam. I think you just renew it, you know, by paying a fee. Other professions may require that you renew your license every year, or you renew your certifications on some type of regular basis. So, you know, you have to keep in step with that. What y'all know? What you know? Let me see what y'all talking about. Robin Ming, my big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. TK Wright says, I bought two cars from an auction. The first one died the same night. The second one was amazing. Yo, I don't even mean to laugh at you. That's not funny. Died the same night, though? Them Philadelphia, I don't know about auto auctions in other cities or states, but that Philadelphia auto auction shit, I know I ain't taking that chance. I don't care. I don't care what a car looked like on the outside. If I can't drive that shit, because the car should fit you. And what I mean by fit you is you should feel comfortable in the car. You should make sure that when you're in this vehicle, you feel right driving it. If you don't feel comfortable in the vehicle, that ain't for you. That ain't for you. Health insurance. You sure do. You got to renew your health insurance every year. Good one. Good one there. Insurances. Homeowners insurance. Got to renew that shit. Yeah. Insurances of all types. You gotta renew every year. Or sometimes semi-annually. The good thing about homeowners insurance is that it's not like car insurance. You know, like when you have an accident and it's your fault, with car insurance, your car insurance goes up. With homeowners insurance, they can't do that. It remains the same. By law, they cannot increase your premiums because you had a claim. I mean, because people don't get homeowners insurance claims all the time. They actually could, but because people be thinking about it the same way they think about car insurance, they be like, nah. You slipped and fell on my ice. Here, take $1,000. Yeah. You ain't, you wasn't hurt anyway, but I know you can sue me. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Robbie Mink says Netflix is also going up. I ain't, listen, I'm on somebody else's Netflix account, like three people. I'm never paying for Netflix again. I don't watch this shit anyway. I really don't. You know, Netflix pissed me off years and years ago. They never getting no more of my money. Ever. No, no, no. First of all, I like Netflix better when they used to send you the DVDs. You know, when they switched over to just watching them online, I was like, oh, okay. You know, sometimes you like DVDs. Sometimes you want the movie in your hand. We've gotten so far away from that these days. Like, everything is online. Anyway. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Netflix, that's a membership. People who belong to BJ's or Sam's Club. You have to renew those memberships and all of that. I don't know how much they cost. I've never been a member of BJ's or Sam's Club, but I always thought about it. I was like, yo, they be getting good shit for cheap. But I'm like, but for the cost of the membership, is it really cheap? I know for gas it is. Costco. Okay. Robbie Mink says she slowed down from buying from Amazon. I hear that. TK Wright says, oh, a month. Oh, you mean per year, $139. Okay, good looking. Robbie Mink says, when I started with Amazon, I was only paying $99 a month. Me too. Matter of fact, I was paying $89. I remember that shit. It wasn't even $100 yet. I've been a member of Amazon since before 2010. I was buying from Amazon. I've been buying from Amazon a long-ass time. You know, 2007, 2008, before the rush. Their shipping service isn't the same. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I said Dominican Republic, Robbie Mink said Puerto Rico. Never heard about that. Never heard about butter. No? I don't know, Rob. Look like you might. No, I'm just saying. Genetics for you. TK Wright says, first car auction in Queens Village. Second, Delaware. Oh. That might have explained that first car. I would not buy a car that came from New York City. Like, yo, ain't no way that car is in any type of condition to last. Shit, all that stop and start. Can't no engine put up with that. Can't no engine deal with that. Okay. TK Wright says, if you have T-Mobile, then Netflix is $10. And your Prime membership is supposed to be cheaper too. But if you already have a Prime membership, then it's hard to switch it. I wasn't fucking with it. I probably lost money on that one. Robin Ming says, no, Carol Chamberlain says, BJ's was $55 and Sam's was $45. And $100 membership, what? Wait, they went up or something? Oh, Sam's has a $45 and $100. Whoa. What's the $45 versus the $100? Okay, Robbie Mink says, well, with Netflix, the person whose account it is that person is going to have to pay for sharing their Netflix. Look, they can take me off anytime. I don't care. I don't watch this. I don't watch it. I don't watch it. I don't watch Netflix. And the reason I like Netflix is because they took away all of the good documentaries that they had on Netflix. So I was like, oh, okay. When they took the Zeitgeist off of Netflix, I was like, oh, okay. There wasn't no more truth. No more truth. No more truth. Okay. $50 for a Sam's Club. Carol says, Stacy, I work at Sam's and the membership in PA is 45 and plus members are 100. Netflix is going up to $15.95 at the end of this. Oh, shit. Okay, let's see. We going to settle this. How much is a Sam's Club membership? I said Sam's Club, dickhead. Okay, I missed the word. How much is a Sam's Club membership?
According to samsclub.com, Sam's Club membership types. Membership types and cost. Compare the different benefits for the two tiers of a Sam's Club membership. Club membership plus one household cardholder, $45, up to 8 add-ons.
Up to 8 items? Oh, yeah, that $45 ain't shit. Mm-mm. Oh, no. No, no. Like, you only save up to 8 items. And you know they counting. So what's the, Carol, what's the Sam Club's, plus, what's that? Okay, let me see. Plus membership. That's a business membership. One household card holder, $100, up to 16 club level membership add-ons. Plus add-ons are a club level membership, not a plus. $40. I don't know. I'm not sure if I understand that. Man, I might get a Sam's Club membership. Why not? Blow my money on everything else. Why not? I ain't even want you to close that window. Yeah.
All right. All I
can do. Oh, shit. No, 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 no. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Don't get my shit flagged. Shut up. Woo! Things that we have to renew every year. Some people, I know if you have a Chrysler vehicle besides a Jeep, a truck, like besides an SUV or a truck, then you're going to have to get your brakes renewed twice a year. Any car by Chrysler, and that's Dodge, Plymouth, they I don't know what it is about that brand of car and brakes, but if you have a truck, then the brakes are okay. If you have an SUV, the brakes are okay. If you got a car, every year you're going to have to change those brakes 2 or 3 times. I don't understand it. And they've been notorious for that shit for decades. Decades. I don't get it. Let's see about that. Oh, hold on. But, you know, I'm acting like we got all the time in the world. Let's run through some more of these. Plants. People who have plants. You got to get new plants, seeds, mulch. You know, every year, if you want to fix up your garden, there's certain things that you have to go ahead and buy down at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever. Home Depot is very popular for that, for their nursery. So, you know, shout out to all of them. You know, flowers, plants. What do you call that? Produce. Sorry, produce. You know, you have to renew that, refresh that. A lot of things won't grow themselves year after year. But if you want your garden to look nice every year, you have to do some tilling in the garden.
You got to till the garden. You got to till the garden. Cultivate your plants, your garden.
Hulu is only $6.99. Yeah, that's because it's only worth $6.99. All them damn commercials in Hulu. Hulu is garbage. It shouldn't be that much. Because it almost got you. Not if you buy the buy perennials. They come back each year, but not annuals. Okay, that's cool. But nonetheless, you're going to have to get new mulch. You know, you're going to have to get the other stuff around the garden that's going to make your stuff look nice. You know, shout out to people who have a nice front yard, backyard, whatever. So you have to renew that kind of stuff. What I wanted to kind of get into is if people have like a new attitude every year around the spring, do they renew their attitude, their spirit, their way of life, the way that they feel? Do people replace people every year around the spring? Like, yo, you was all right in the wintertime and, you know, fall and all of that. But, you know, I only fuck with these type of people when the spring comes. Because these fall and winter people, you know, I can't get with them. I get bored with them every year. They don't change. They don't grow. They don't refresh themselves every year. Am I too far out with that question? Am I far out? Let me see. Every damn day they do. You gotta chill. I'm gonna have to suggest that you chill. But do people refresh? Do you know somebody that breaks up with somebody every springtime? You know, do they renew? You know how people be saying it's cuffing season, it's time for people to come in from the summertime because it was about to start getting cold for the winter. You know, you need somebody to lay up with and all that shit. You know, people be talking like that. Are they serious? Do you have to renew people every year? Carol says, no, people change on a monthly basis, not just yearly. Shaking my damn head. I can tell you mad at somebody, Carol. It's going to be all right. You ain't got to be mad. You ain't got to be mad, man. It's going to be all right. You got to let them cats be who they is. See, that's what I learned to do. I meet people where they are. I ain't say I was going to stay there. I'm going to meet you there. But once I get there, if I don't like what's going on, then I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I said, I'm out of here. But do people do that? Do they renew people? Do they renew friendships? Like maybe people that you had a falling out with before. Do you renew them? Do people renew them? Do they say, all right, you know what? It's spring. The flowers are blossoming. Trees are blossoming. You know, the grass is growing. Things are getting green and colorful around here. It's looking nice. The sun is out. I had a falling out with my cousin, falling out with my friends, falling out with my brother, falling out with my mom, falling out with my auntie, falling out with my aunt, falling out with my coworker. I'ma get it right. All right. Why can't we be friends? 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 I don't know. I'm just asking a question. I'm the question asker. Shit. I be bitching about registration and insurance and all that shit. I be goddamn if I'm renewing friendships. Now look, with me, when you out, you out. But that's not 100% true. I've reconciled with some people. I was talking to, you know what, man? I was talking to my mom today, right? I was talking to my mom. And she was like, she said, Omar, are you close to anybody? And I was like, yeah. Hell yeah. She said, but she met men. Like, and I was like, you know what? I don't have boys like I used to. I did. I used to have a crew. And I'm like, I got trust issues. It's a crazy thing. I don't have trust issues with women, but I got trust issues with men. And I know why. And I might sound facetious or maybe condescending when I say this, but I have trust issues with men because men be acting like bitches to me. And I'm not saying it because I'm hyper-masculine or anything like that, but there's certain things that I believe that a man should do. And there's a certain way that I identify manhood to be. And when I don't see it in certain men, and I haven't been seeing it. So I was like, but I was like, hmm. And then I thought about it. I was talking to her some more. I said, well, you know, my dad wasn't really close to no men either. And she was like, you know, you're right. He had friends, but they wasn't. It wasn't like back in the day when we used ace, boom, boom. I mean, but it might be a little indicative of the age I'm at right now. I'll be 52 this year. You know, like, when you don't drink, when you don't smoke, so I'm not hanging out places where you have a lot of that camaraderie, where you might have a wingman. So I'm not at the bar. I don't go to the gym. I work out at home. Always have. I never like going to the gym. You know why? Because I don't like paying to work out. I just don't. I'm like, working out should always be free. Exercise should be free. And so should health. And when it comes to me, it is. But sometimes when you need to talk to a man on a man's level, and it's like, nah, I got to talk to my girl. It's like, But at least I ain't got to worry about her running her mouth or being jealous or backbiting or some, you know, pillow talking or some nut shit. So, yeah, I guess I haven't renewed none. Oh, well. The messed up part about it is, like, niggas can kind of tell by my energy that I don't really, it's not that I don't fuck with them like that, but I kind of don't. But they can kind of tell, like, he didn't hang out for a few minutes, but he ain't going to hang out. He ain't going. He ain't going to keep coming around. I'm on my business, and I expect other people to mind theirs too. But when you hang around with a bunch of niggas, you can best believe they not doing that. And I've seen too much of it. It didn't used to be that way. But everybody is in everybody's shit. And I just that shit seems a little this to me, you know? Robin Mink says, my patience is too short for people's mess. Carol said, I ain't mad, and just having fun. That's what's up. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. All right. No, that's not it. Is that today? We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people born on this glorious. March 21st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Amina James. Happy birthday to you. I've actually known Amina James since, like, the 80s. How about that? What's the real shit? And Alyssa Nicole, happy birthday to you. And Shelly Johnson, happy birthday to you. And Noelle Selena, Happy birthday to you. And Yaris Gregorio Pimentel, turning 28 years old today. And Vicky Treadwell Matthews, turning 56 years old today. And Dawn Roberts, go get a Dawn Roberts, turning 51 years old today. And last but not least, my man singer Tony Shoshine Gilmore, turning 50 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 21st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, check it out. Yeah, peep this game. Renewing it. Brand new. Got to refresh it. Are we refreshing the right things? Are we renewing the right things? Or are we just renewing and refreshing the things that we have to and that we're obligated to? Have we gone too far with our renewing and our refreshing? You know, one thing we didn't get into is like, well, I started to talk about your attitude and stuff like that. Is it possible that we are renewing our lack of faith in humanity? Are we renewing our skepticism? Are we renewing our depression? Are we renewing the stress that we had? Are we renewing all of the things that have been pulling us down, dragging us down, and messing us up for a long time? Is it possible that we're renewing that? Well, I hope not. I hope not. But we can always do better. And if we can't get it together this year, we can renew it next year. Or we still have the summertime. And I think that's the best season of the year. You know, renew it then. You know what I mean? Get it ready for the heat. Shout out to people who have had to pay expensive car repairs. Woo! I said, woo! Emily says, it may be Aries season, but Pisces will always be number one. You must have lost your damn mind. It's the last sign of the zodiac. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Anyway, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. I want y'all to have a good night tonight. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it on this Power Monday. So with that being said, All right, Blog Talk, let me get you on the body. I say, holla back, peace.